From their office in Conway, the nonprofit's president, Heather Larkin, announced plans to distribute grants to a myriad of organizations with the intent of supporting intermediate and long-term rebuilding.
The needs of those communities affected on the 27th will not end with food, water, and shelter in the immediate short term. There is a long and difficult road ahead.
Larkin said the foundation raised over $135,000 on the first day of the fund's launch. It received its largest contribution, amounting to $125,000 from ExxonMobil. Speaking after the announcement, ExxonMobil's Vice President of Operations, Karen Tyrone, said the donation is not about generating good publicity for the company, whose oil pipeline ruptured in Mayflower over a year ago, but she did suggest it is related to the company's relationship with the area because of the oil spill.
Clearly, over the past year, we've developed a relationship with Faulkner County, with Bologna, with Mayflower, and we've become part of that community and just felt a need that we wanted to be part of the recovery.
Tyrone said Arkansas Community Foundation, in existence since 1976, was chosen as a recipient of ExxonMobil's contribution in part because of the foundation's localized decision-making process.
We're thrilled that they're putting together a committee of local people who will know where to apply these funds to make the biggest impact.
The foundation has recent experience in assisting with long-term recovery efforts. In 2007, it dispersed grants over a 24-month period to residents in Dumas affected by tornadoes. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.